Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Hey, Adrian, what was your communication with the Bears, and what do you see in their defense, or do you know what do you know about their defense? The 3-4 that Vic Fangio is going to run.
I really didn't talk too much with the Bears through the process. I spoke with a couple people during, you know, like the Senior Bowl. I feel like it's a good situation there. Come in and compete, you know, for a position.
Adrian, tell us what your skill set is, where you think you're already, you know, what helped you get drafted, where do you still need to improve at the next level?
I played, you know, corner, you know, most of my career, and then moved over to safety. And I've been getting better and better at safety, especially over the past year, you know, playing safety. I played every position on the field, every skill position, you know, on the defensive part of the field, except for Mike Linebacker. So I have experience playing the nickel position, the down position, the you know, both safeties and both corners. So I think, you know, my versatility in that, you know, I can come and you can find somewhere for me to play on the field.
Adrian, well, being a safety now, what is your take when people say this is a weak overall class for the safety position? What's your impressions of that?
You can't tell if it's a weak class or not until we get on the field in the NFL. So regardless of what it said, you know, that you still have to play. You know, you still have to suit up and play. You know, there's a lot of classes that, you know, seem to be strong but, you know, don't pan out the same way. So once we get on the field, we can prove that, you know, what kind of talent this class has.
Adrian, what prompted the conversion from corner to safety?
You know, mostly for team need. I played – many positions. We had sanctions at school. You know, it just move around. Like in the secondary, you know, if we need help at a position, I move to that position. I've always done whatever my team needed me to do for us to succeed.
To what would you attribute the big difference in the 40-yard dash time at the combine to your pro day?
Just a different run. I always run what I ran at the pro day around there. I always usually run that combine, you know, different circumstances there. You know what I'm saying? I don't put too much into the 40-yard dash because, you know, on the field, you know, as long as you can run with everybody, and I feel like I can run with anybody.
What were the different circumstances on the day in Indianapolis?
It's just different. You know, you're in a, you know, unfamiliar place, and, you know, you waking up 4 o'clock in the morning. It's a lot of different things that come into it, you know, and then practicing 40, you know, I actually practiced the technique of the 40 before the pro day and got a better time.
Adrian, I understand you're from Baltimore. How do you feel about what's going on in your city right now?
You know, I feel that, you know, some bad things happen, but I feel like a lot of good is going to come out of it. If anything, you know, it opened a lot of people's eyes. A lot of people are watching. But I want them to see the, you know, the good side of Baltimore. I see that we're helping and we're coming together, you know, and, you know, we're going to want, you know, equality for everyone in this world. And we just want everything to be better, you know, smooth. I want it to be smooth, you know, so people can, you know, respect the police and the police respect all people.
Adrian, finding good safeties in the NFL these days has become more difficult. The growth of the tight end position and various reasons, the spread out passing game. Why do you think you'll be able to come in and help fix a problem that's kind of been an issue for quite a while with the Bears with kind of average safety play?
You know, I feel like my best asset is my coverage. You know, I cover slots, cover tight ends, you know, cover outside receivers. You know, that's, you know, I feel like as a DB, you have to be able to cover, you know, and that should be the number one thing that, you know, that you have, you know, in your repertoire to be able to cover, you know. So I feel like I would help a lot, you know, in that regard.
Adrian, are both your parents police officers or just your dad?
Just my father.
Has that changed sort of your outlook of everything that's happened these last week or so?
No, and you know, like I told you, my father wasn't always a police officer. You know, that's his job. He was, you know, he was down there in the middle of it, you know, during the riots and things like that. But it doesn't deter me either way, you know, on the subject that's being fought for. So I just want justice. There'll be justice either way. Whether who's right and who's wrong, I don't know, because I don't know the full story. So I don't really get too much into it. So, you know, I just want there to be, you know, justice and for everybody to come together and you know, build Baltimore up instead of tearing it down.
Did you play against Kyle Fuller in high school?
Yes, he played for Mount St. Joe, and I played for Calvert Hall. You know, we're in the same conference.
What do you remember about him as a high school player?
He was real good. He actually worked out with us. I worked out with him, and you know, I know his brothers also. So he was always a good player. He was always smooth. He always you know, could cover. And a lot of us in Baltimore, you know, we've been around each other for a long time. So you know, it was good to be able to play with him.
Give me a scouting report on Jeremy Langford, the Michigan State running back who the Bears drafted today.
Scouting report? You know, he's a good running back. He's a smooth runner. He knows how to run the ball. You know, he was pretty tough when we played against him. But yeah, he's a good football player.
Adrian, some of the scouting reports about you talk about one of the things you got to improve upon is your tackling and some of the things in run support. Is that what you heard from scouts along the way, and what are things you want to improve upon?
No, I still to this day try to figure out where that comes from, because a couple years ago my knock was that I wasn't good in coverage and that, but I will hit you, and that's what I would do. I would come up and hit you, and I was a good tackler. And then out of nowhere, you know, it was speculation that I couldn't tackle just this past year. So, you know, I just want to work on get better every day. I can get better at everything. You know, I can get better at tackling, better at wrapping up, better at covering, better in coverage. I can improve in all aspects of the game. I'm still young. I'm still learning the game. You know, I want to learn, you know, and I feel like – you know, there's no ceiling.
Anything else, guys? All right, Adrian, thank you for the time.
Yes,
we'll look forward to seeing you next weekend.
All right, thank you.